es tu amiga Sin Nikki y este es el segundo season de Sin Nikki Podcast. Mira, para mí, como siempre, es un placer tenerte aquí. Y antes que todo, te recuerdo que estoy en todas tus plataformas favoritas como Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. Mi amor, yo estoy en todos lados, es correcto. Al igual que te recuerdo que estoy en todas tus redes sociales favoritas como Instagram, Facebook. Mi amor, no sé qué más me falta. TikTok, me consigues como sinnikki.pod. Ahora, antes que todo, esto es un disclaimer. En este podcast, en este episodio, hoy se va a hablar Spanglish. El que le guste o no le guste, el problema mío no es. Si no te gusta, no puedes estar criado en Puerto Rico porque aquí todo el mundo habla inglés, ¿ok? Aquí todo el mundo dice parking y hamburger. Así que mira, te dejo saber desde ahora que estamos con Mia Dio.
Hola a todos. Hello, how is everyone? It's your favorite sugar baby lifestyle coach.
Lo dices y no lo creo, de verdad. Mira, para las personas que no conozcan, que lo dudo, pero Mia es una personalidad de las redes. Ella tiene su audiencia más grande en TikTok. Esta muchacha se dedica a hacer sus videos que nos entretienen y nos hacen reír. Y tiene un personaje bien popular que puede ser que lo hayas visto, que es una chica rusa, una sugar baby rusa, que ella te habla de que siempre, ¿verdad? You must always find your rich husband.
Yeah? Sí, that period. I mean...
Go find rich husband.
I feel expensive today.
Ay, me gusta. Hay dos mujeres aquí sumamente caras. Así que la gente que no la quiera ver va a tener que irse. Mia, gracias por estar aquí.
Ay, gracias por la invitación.
Mi amor, sí, tú me ibas a decir a mí que my favorite sugar baby... makeup guru lifestyle, but also travel influencer, would be here right now. I would have never guessed it.
Sí, hace como 5 meses me mudé a Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Me encanta.
Gracias por decir que sí a estar aquí. Como que de verdad que yo lo veía hasta inalcanzable. Y yo, ¿cómo va a ser esta muchacha? Es que tú tienes que entender que para mí, you were the Russian girl.
Yeah, I know. Still, sometimes to myself, I'm the Russian girl.
It's part of your personality now.
Sí, yeah.
One of your alter egos.
Exactly. After a couple of drinks, si es vodka, sale la rusa.
I love that. So, you've moved here recently. Sí. How do you like Puerto Rico?
Me encanta. Honestamente, me encanta. Yo soy de Miami. Nacida en Miami. Me quedé, los primeros 20 años de mi vida en Miami. Yo siempre tengo Miami en el corazón, ¿no? That's home. Pero también ahora puedo decir con confianza que siento que Puerto Rico también es mi casa.
Wow.
Y es porque, bueno, yo tengo mi pareja aquí, su familia, y bueno, todo el mundo son, they're awesome, muy unidos. So it's just like, feel like one of their own, you know?
Mm-hmm. Muy bien, ¿no? Y los puertorriqueños somos así. We're always sí. gonna greet you and you're part of the family, officially.
They'll try to feed you.
Absolutely, girl. Then you've been known. You
yeah,
know what
they
it is,
show yeah. up. They just show up to the house like, you look
Hola.
Hungry.
Llegué con un caldero. Bienvenido. Sí. Pues, cuéntame, le mencioné a los oyentes sobre este personaje que tú tienes.
Sí.
¿De dónde vino esta rusa?
Me encanta esta historia. Me encanta.
Cuéntala.
Bueno, cuando yo tenía 18 años, empecé a salir con un ruso. Era un hombre bien sketchy, desafortunadamente, pero con 18 años, o sea, yo no sabía nada. Él me llevaba 10 años.
Okay.
Y al principio me dijo que estaba... Él era un hijo de un dueño de restaurantes por Miami o una vaina así. Y yo, okay. Él maneja G-Wagon, tiene el reloj, like, ¿por qué va a mentir, no? Bueno. Me di cuenta que él siempre salía a las discotecas. Y yo, ok, bueno, normal, ¿no? Es Miami.
Ok.
Pero después de un mes juntos, me dijo que él en verdad no tenía nada que ver con esos restaurantes.
¿Cómo?
Él era un promoter.
espérate. Tú me estás diciendo que de millonario nos bajamos a promotor.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I was like, okay, this is very temporary. So, ¿tú me puedes dejar entrar in the club or what? Porque yo tengo 18 años y yo quiero entrar.
Ay, eras verdad, eras tan joven. So, see, you didn't care?
I didn't give a shit. I was like, he's not going to last very long anyway.
Oh, okay.
He's on my,
chica
he's
con
on my
plan.
Last nerve. My last nerve.
Okay,
so
okay.
much bullshit. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, bueno. Entonces yo empecé a salir y salir. Y I got exposed to a completely different lifestyle in Miami. La vida es completamente diferente. O sea, cuando las mujeres salen en Miami, salen con unos tacos de 6 inches, el pelo hecho, maquillaje que, o sea, es casi una máscara, mm-hmm. ¿entiendes? Un vestido así, chiquitito, corto, con las tetas para afuera. I was like, I love it here.
aren't you from Miami? Didn't you see that your whole life?
No, pero yo tenía padres estrictos.
Oh, okay.
Mi papá es argentino, pero de padres italianos. He doesn't fucking play.
Got it.
And my mother's Cuban.
Okay.
What chance did I have to go do street shit? Nothing.
Yeah, yeah, you're
nothing
right.
at all. Así que cuando yo me mudé de la casa con 18, porque ya me gradué de high school con 16 años, así que tuve un ratito para acostumbrarme a ser adulta, kind of, okay. whatever. I've been growing up really fast. So after getting exposed to everything in Miami, mm-hmm. Este tipo antes, o sea, era parte de su cultura pagar la renta de la mujer. Es ruso, ¿no?
Ah,
es parte de la cultura. Pagar
ya tenía
la renta.
Esa duda, ¿cómo podía?
No, sí. Pagar okay. la renta. Pero yo podía pagar mi renta. Yo tenía un trabajo y me alcanzaba. Casi no me alcanzaba, pero siempre alcanzaba.
Okay.
Y dinners, going out, all of that stuff. Y un día me dijo, mira, no, ya no te puedo pagar nada. Y yo, okay, ¿pero por qué? No, me están investigando por human trafficking. And I was like,
oh,
¿qué? What the hell? And he was like, it's not my fault. Y me explicó que es porque en Miami muchos promoters, they compraron apartamentos que eran model apartments.
Okay.
Y metían mujeres de Rusia, de Colombia, de un montón de otros países. Y le dijeron, o sea, si tú quieres venir a Miami, free stay, te pagamos el vuelo. But in exchange, while you're here, tienes que salir a la discoteca porque tenemos que traer a, por lo menos, cada persona 10 mujeres bellas a la discoteca, so we get paid.
¿Qué?
So they would fill up these model apartments.
Oh my God, I never heard that before. What the hell?
Yeah, I didn't know this either.
Aquí en PR, gracias a Dios, no pasa eso.
No, it's not like that, pero en Miami, it's like when you go to a VIP section in the club, hay un montón de mujeres exóticas, bellas.
So that's why.
And it's because, like, either they know a promoter that flew them in and promised them, like, a vacation in Miami.
Wow.
In exchange, tienen que salir a la discoteca todas las noches hasta las 2 de la mañana cuando terminan de contar quién entró y quién no entró y ya se pueden ir.
Dios mío, qué horrible.
Yeah, I mean, but it was an agreement that they had. Hey, yeah. Free trip to Miami,
too,
come
yeah.
every single night. Algunas también, o sea, la pagaron como $50 para quedarse ahí toda la noche. Like, just sit in the club, $50, because they used to make, like, a shit ton of money.
Really? The promoters in Miami?
At the time, esto era antes de la pandemia, no sé si cambió, no creo que cambió. Creo que Miami's, like, yeah. at full, yeah, back completely. But I know that some of these promoters are making something like $140,000 a year just based off of
wow.
bringing the girls. And then the rest is commissions and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
So it was like a whole business thing for them. They're like, okay, whatever. We'll give a couple girls $50. They'll stay and whatever. So, no sé cómo empezó todo esto, pero creo que había algunas muchachas que se quedaron más tiempo de, like, that the visa permitted.
Okay.
And it looked really sketchy tener tantas mujeres en un apartamento porque hasta tenían como bunk beds y todo eso que they got like reports of like potential human trafficking and like había una investigación y whatever. He got scot-free. Nada le pasó because he told me he was like, I didn't do anything. The only thing that I did was I had the apartments, they stayed in the apartments, whatever they did outside of going to the club, that was on them.
Wow, that's crazy.
Porque algunas intentaron a buscar sugar daddies y lo que sea. So it's like, it's on them.
Okay.
But at that time, lo estaban investigando y me dijo, él me contó la historia. 6 personas más me confirmaron que eso era lo que pasó. So I was like, voy a romper con él, pero voy a ver lo que me va a decir. Y él, bueno, no te puedo pagar la renta, pero yo te puedo dar un roommate por algunos meses. Ella no puede pagar la renta porque no tiene un bank para hacer el depósito directo.
Okay.
Pero con su tarjeta de Amex te puede comprar comida, maquillaje, todo lo que tú necesitas that like adds up to the cost of your rent.
Okay.
So you don't have to spend any money at all, just pay your own rent. And
so
I was
sketchy.
Like, whatever, we're gonna fucking ball out. You know
so
what I
young,
mean?
So I guess you wouldn't care.
I didn't care. Y esta mujer me llevaba como, ella tenía 31 años y yo tenía 18.
Pero you've always liked older men?
El tipo tenía 28 años y yo tenía 18. Sí, siempre. Siempre me han gustado porque I like the finer things in life.
Correcto.
I'm 22. I'm self-made. I got my own shit going
Muy
on.
Bien.
Like, other guys that are 22, they're in fraternities. You know what I mean?
Ah,
like,
claro, nena. I understand that completely.
I need someone older. Also, they get intimidated.
Yeah.
Cuando en una mujer que ya, she's got everything going on, she's got her own confidence, whatever, they either want to bring you down or they'll meet you at your level.
Yeah.
And an older guy kind of already has his life figured out most of the time.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
No estamos incentivando a ninguna mujer que sea menor de edad a salir con hombres demasiado mayores, pero siempre responsablemente, y yo opino igual. Yo siento que por eso las mujeres siempre tienden a irse con hombres mayores, porque es que las mujeres maduran mucho antes que un hombre.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. So
that's 100%
true. The question was, so where did this Russian girl came from? This personality that you made.
Así que la muchacha, my faux roommate kind of situation.
La que pagaba todo.
Yeah, she was Ukrainian, pero le decía a todo el mundo que era rusa para no tener que explicar nada. Como, ah, no, yo soy de Moscú.
Oh.
That's it. Like, no me preguntes nada.
Okay.
Y ella me dijo, mira, es que tengo un novio, pero es un sugar daddy, es un viejo, que él me paga todo con esta tarjeta de Amex. A él no le importa, yo soy su novia, pero yo no me quiero mudar con él todavía, o sea, no lo conozco así tan bien, así que me estoy quedando unos meses contigo y yo no me consigo hotel, porque si no él me va a preguntar por qué te conseguiste hotel en vez de quedarte conmigo.
Okay.
Y ella le dijo a él que ella se estaba quedando con una prima y que yo era la prima rusa.
Oh, tú eras la prima rusa.
Sí. Así que,
fíjate.
Whatever. Y teníamos ese arreglo por como 3 meses, pero me cansé porque I was like, yo no necesito esto, yo quiero mi espacio. Era un one bedroom. Estábamos hasta compartiendo una cama.
¿De verdad?
Yeah, but I liked her. I was like, it's cool. Pero después de 3 meses, I was like, babe, like, you gotta go.
We're
like,
done.
We're done.
Not so girly pop anymore.
Yeah, like, it's getting too complicated. Y durante esa época ella hablaba inglés con un acento super Slavic and I loved it. I thought she sounded so badass. Y era una mujer bien seria. I never saw her smile, never saw her laugh. She was standing on business. You know what I mean? So, cuando yo empecé a salir con otros hombres, porque ya boté a ese ruso, and I just started going out with other guys, yo era una tonta. Yo tenía 18 años. The negative to dating people that are so much older than you is that they can run laps around you and you won't even find out.
Yeah.
Así que por lo menos yo tenía una muchacha que en ese momento actuaba como mi hermana mayor y me decía como, if a man does not pick you up in a car that's worth over $120,000, you can't go.
Quiero ser ella. Espérate.
If a man does not send you an Uber black SUV, do not go.
Wow, so ella te daba esta advice.
Sí, pero yo was like, está loca, like, I can't, like, what do you mean? Like, I'm dating for love, it's love and love and love.
Oh, you didn't see that at first.
Not
then.
At first, no.
Okay.
Pero después de un tiempo ella ya se mudó porque se iba a casar ya con el novio. Y yo empecé a salir con otro, con quien yo tuve una relación por 2 años, y era yo ya tenía 19 años, y esto era justo antes que empezó todo lo de TikTok.
Okay.
Así que yo todavía tenía mi trabajo normal, mi apartamento normal, mi vida completamente normal. I was a little broke, but we were figuring it out, you know, I'm young. Y empecé a salir con este, y la casa de sus padres era una belleza. Era una casa, era un espectáculo. Y un día él me dejó, y yo me quedé en la casa para maquillar a su mamá, que me preguntó, hey, por favor, yo tengo una entrevista, ¿tú me puedes maquillar? Y yo, sí, sí, sí. I called off work. I was like, I'm going to be late. I'm going to do my mother-in-law's makeup. They were like, hey, cool. You never take off. It's okay. You can come a little bit later, after lunch.
Okay.
La maquillé bien rápido. Regia quedó la mujer. Y después empecé a caminar afuera. O sea, yo estaba caminando los perritos. Y yo, mira, voy a sacar el teléfono y grabar un video, no sé, pretending to be my roommate, because I think she's so funny without even trying.
Uh-huh.
Así que yo empecé con mirándome en el espejo, como mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the most beautiful, rich, scrumptious suka, que es bitch en rusa.
¿Es suka?
Suka.
Ya saben.
Rich suka of them all. Volteé la cámara, you. Y ahí empecé los chistes como, what is it? If a man asks you what you're studying in school, you have to say STEM. Because STEM to me means sugar baby training, education of money.
Wow.
Wow. If a man wants to take you out for fast food, you have to say no. No McDonald's, it is McDonald's. What sign am I the most compatible with? Dollar sign. Like, era una barbaridad así, okay, como okay, lighthearted, whatever, en personaje. Y ese video, overnight, creo que agarró como más de 2 millones de views. And yo wow. jamás he visto eso en mi vida.
Wow.
Y hoy en día ese video tiene más de como 25 millones de views.
Dios mío.
It's not even my most viewed video, pero eso era like en el principio. Así que seguí con los videos y en un mes tenía 1 millón de seguidores. En 2 meses, 2 millones. 3 meses, 3 millones.
Wow.
Y ahí sí, o sea, me cambió la vida. Nada más porque un día pensé en ella y yo dije,
Déjame imitarla,
porque a veces estos consejos, aunque son extremos, a veces uno tiene que hablar como to an extreme so someone can understand you in the middle. Así que era
I
como, date a valorar, you're expensive, if he can't afford you, someone else can, blah, 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 blah. Pero así empecé. Y I've been doing that ever since. Ahora tengo 22. Empecé con 19 durante la pandemia. Y it worked out.
I love that.
I love it too. Trust me.
Honestly, like you've built this like pretty nice empire for yourself. What's the secret? Como que cómo lograste, cómo haces para crear contenido?
You have to be creative, 100%. Creo que hoy en día todo el mundo quiere ser un influencer. Mm-hmm. Pero you have to think about it like this. 5% dicen que 5% de los influencers en los Estados Unidos ganan más de $100,000 al año. Eso no es mucho. You can't be a full-time influencer unless you're making like $100,000, right? Mm-hmm. So really only 5% of people can really be a full-time influencer just off of content creation. Si tú tienes una marca, si tú tienes otras cosas, that works out. You can generate more income. But income aside, you have to be completely different. I noticed that a lot of girls want to become influencers, pero es el mismo contenido. They're just like, están caminando y poniendo música. Y después preguntan, why didn't it go viral? It's because it wasn't engaging.
Yeah.
The most popular niche on social media is actually comedy. So if you're like a girl that's a little funny, you know, monetize off of that. That's the fastest way to grow on any platform, comedy, keeping things funny. I think especially con la economía, with all of this stuff, everyone's just stressed the fuck out, and I really can't blame them. So at the end of the day, when people want to abrir el celular, lo que quieren ver es algo que le van a hacer reír, like, just normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even about being relatable anymore, because I'm not relatable. Mi personaje is not relatable at all. Ella vive una vida de locuras, yendo a Dubai y todo eso, pero it's just all stories. A lot of people don't know that it's just fake.
Yeah. I would have never known that you weren't Russian. No lo sabía.
Basically, turn your life into like a show.
Yeah.
And you don't need to. You don't need to invade your own privacy. You can create a character, un personaje. El personaje me ha ayudado un montón porque si yo le caí mal a una persona en the internet, mm-hmm. it's not me.
Yeah.
Es mi personaje.
Me gusta eso.
And you know, we always have to have a villain somewhere. So I don't mind if it's me in someone's eyes or whatever. At least they're thinking about me.
Mira para allá, me encanta esa actitud. Hablando de eso, o sea, cómo tú llegas a tener esta actitud. Yo te considero una muchacha bien, con una buena autoestima. You're just so confident. How did you get there?
Oh, thank you.
You're 22,
you.
Girl.
Yeah,
how
I'm 22. I'm in Paris, babe. Got stripper's tits in my face. Uh-huh. No, it's, I think men have put me through a lot of bullshit. Porque okay. yo empecé a salir con los mayores, con 18, y all of that shit.
Tienes razón.
They bring you around the ringer. They will break you down to nothing. But at the end of the day, tú tienes la opción to build yourself up or just let yourself completely crumble. And gracias a Dios que con 19 años yo ya tenía mucha atención en the internet, así que yo tenía que aprender rápido como hablar, como come off, present myself, especially in like certain scenarios or whatever. Pero yo ya me siento cómoda. It's like, you like me or you don't. It doesn't affect my life. I'm still making money. And that's really it. I just don't really give a shit anymore. Like, yo ya tengo la mente como una mujer retirada. I'm like, no me importa. Yo quiero estar tirada en una playa, in same parts, en una playa, to say, like, normal. Leave me alone.
I love that. You know, I feel like, especially here in Puerto Rico, women have so much trouble like building that up. And I am a person that can definitely know. Como que te lo digo por experiencia, yo soy una mujer que sabe que aquí en Puerto Rico las mujeres no exigen mucho. Y si tú exiges mucho, sobresales. Pregúntale a Noticentro, que hizo un artículo sobre mí, hablando de lo mucho que yo resalté, porque yo quise como que demandar o como que quiero exigir suficiente para mí o lo que yo considere que es suficiente para mí. Y eso yo no lo veo en Puerto Rico, so me encanta que tú puedes traernos eso, y por eso también yo te quería aquí, porque yo decía, es que nadie aquí en PR, tú me perdonas, nadie aquí en PR va a ser como Mia Dio, como que la única persona que yo creo que puede ser como tú soy yo, y yo tengo el podcast, so como que yo dije, tienes que traer, esta muchacha tiene que traer una mentalidad que estas mujeres necesitan adaptar. Porque te veo también una muchacha muy femenina. Do you feel empowered by your femininity?
100%. 100%. Pero it's like not even like a conscious effort to be feminine. I don't really think femininity is something... Yo escuché un quote una vez. Que it's sexual... Women don't choose their sexuality. Sexuality chooses them at a specific age. So, muchas mujeres piensan que eso es una debilidad. Y no lo es. Because at the end of the day, we're just girls. You know what I mean? Most important thing that you can be in tune with is your sexuality, your value, self-confidence, the way you project yourself. And I've chosen to present myself in a certain way where I feel the most confident. Yo no le estoy diciendo a todo el mundo que se tienen que maquillar y se tienen que peinar para sentirse de alta valor. Esas son algunas cosas que a mí me ayudan. No es para decir que yo no puedo salir de la casa sin maquillarme y sentirme regia. No, I feel beautiful all the time. But I like to portray how I feel about myself on the inside, on the outside too. Así que me cuido. Voy al gimnasio. Yo, bueno, I don't know if you know that I've gotten like a shit ton of plastic surgery.
Well, I'm scheduled here, babe. You gotta wait.
We'll talk about that later. Uh-huh. Así que a mí no me importa because I know who I am on the inside.
Invested in yourself, and is what you're saying.
Period. I invested in myself, so why can't someone invest in me? You Absolutely. Want me to carry your child and rip my vagina to my asshole and you don't want to pay for dinner? I think your priorities are screwed up.
¿Será que somos almas gemelas?
I think so.
Chicos, ya saben. A mí no me pueden decir nada. Dile eso a Guapa, porque es que no puedo creer. Guapa is like a
yeah, I know.
Local media here.
I drive past them a lot.
Ah, verdad, las chicas de Guaynabo. Recuérdense de eso.
Guaynabicha.
Es una guaynabicha, chicos. Pues mira, wow, qué interesante, me gusta escuchar eso, porque siento que también se está viendo mucho en las redes sociales. Yo siento que estamos en un momento raro con el feminismo. Ahora mismo, y yo honestamente, yo no soy una persona para hablar del feminismo porque yo no he estudiado lo suficiente del feminismo para saber esto. Pero sí te puedo decir que siento que a las mujeres les empoderaba mucho antes cosas que son tradicionalmente de hombres. Como que salir a trabajar y puedo cargar esto bien, bien fuerte. Y las mujeres como que, ah, you go girl, como que te estás empoderando en cosas que son típicamente de nene. Uh-huh. No, con este movimiento de ¿verdad? Movimiento feminista, nunca he visto un, ¿verdad? Puedo estar mal, pero estoy hablando de mi experiencia. Nunca he visto como que un, qué bueno que eres ama de casa, voy a ti, ¿me entiendes? Como que, ay, you're a stay-at-home mom, that's so good for you.
Period, yeah.
I've never seen that. And now I'm kind of seeing that. Mm-hmm. I feel like before everybody was like,
I have to go to work, and now people just like have realized.
Yeah.
I don't think gender roles are necessarily a bad thing as long as you're accepting people that want to break out of specific gender roles. Feminism has a very important part in history. It was because of the suffragettes. You know, women just like didn't want to get beat by their husbands and go to jail for complaining. They just wanted to be able to vote, have a voice, a representation. I think that now, you know, we already have that. So the traditional feminism has switched to this like neo-modern feminism where it's I hate men. And I think that that's happening at a disadvantage because the radicalization of the ideas of women causes a direct response from men. So we see a lot of feminists that say, well, self-proclaimed feminists. I'm going to say this in English to communicate a little bit better on this one. Self-proclaimed feminists say, oh, I hate men. Women are superior. So why are we surprised that we have had a direct response from men being like, we hate women. Women suck. Whatever. And it's higher now than ever. We have incels. We have people that like women don't want to get with. And now that they're taking their anger out on women. Mm-hmm. It's not our fault. It is not our fault. And I stand by saying that it is not our fault. But it's not that crazy to think that the same attitude we project, the universe will somehow reciprocate. I don't hate men. I am a feminist in my own definition of the word, that I think that we are equals and that we could be equals, but in our own way. At the end of the day, I do believe in the traditional roles more of like men being the provider, women being the nurturer. But it doesn't necessarily have to be stuck to a woman and a man. I feel like it's just the balance of masculine and feminine energy. Mm-hmm. If the man is more feminine and the woman is more masculine, I've seen that work very well as well. But at the end of the day, it's all a balance and it's all about consent. So if you find a partner that indulges in your femininity and wants to henceforth be the male provider, then that's a relationship based off consent. It's a transaction that you guys agreed on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are dating a guy that wants you to work and be a certain way and you want to be a stay-at-home wife, that transaction is not balanced. You could get angry at the guy for feeling a certain way, but he's been conditioned for such a large portion of his life to feel like women should be, to be a feminist, to be a strong woman, you have to do what men do.
Yep.
I think that that takes away from how strong women actually are. Mm-hmm. The way that, you know, we can make a child, carry it for 9 months, give birth, breastfeed, give away like literally our social life and our sanity for years on end in order to just raise young, and at the same time cook, clean, provide for a man. Is there not strength in that? Because I think that there is.
There definitely is.
So I think taking away, like viewing traditional life as weak, I think is a weakness on its own. I think people can be strong in their own ways. And like I said, relationships exist on consent and a balance of a transactional balance. It's not bad to say that relationships are a transaction because it doesn't have to be a monetary transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Como una amistad. Si tú tienes una amiga y cuando ella siempre te necesita, tú estás ahí en FaceTime, giving her consejos, all of that stuff. But when you need her, ella se va. That's a transaction that's been broken. At that mm-hmm. point, it's a toxic relationship. So viewing it from that logical standpoint can really help people that think off of emotion notice when it's time to value themselves and to leave.
Es correcto.
I think leaving is very powerful, but leaving with respect and being able to like leave on your own terms. So Muy things bien. Like that really put it into perspective.
Me encanta, amiga, cómo te estás comunicando.
Gracias.
That's a very thought out way of thinking. I love that.
Thank you. I've lived multiple lives.
Ay,
so
God. We stated that. Definitivamente lo reconozco. Pero qué lindo porque lo veo también como te dije que hace falta. ¿Me entiendes? Tu manera de pensar hace falta. Y yo pienso igual. Yo no pienso que yo te tengo que decir a ti cómo vivir tu vida. Like, if I inspire you, son otros 20. Pero yo no te tengo que decir cómo vivir tu vida. Yo estoy a tu favor, lo que tú quieras. Yo voy a estar a tu favor. Pero no me gusta el... Como que, ay, pero... ¿Por qué ella se le está celebrando esto cuando ella debería meterse a trabajar? ¿Por qué estamos diciendo eso? ¿Por qué tiene que ser así? ¿Por qué no puede ser de esa manera? You know what I mean?
Babe, you don't judge me, I won't judge you. That's it. Especially, like, haven't you noticed that a lot of women have been tearing each other down?
But forever, I feel like that's always been a thing.
But now that we have social media, it's like even worse. Because now someone se pone a hablar de ti en TikTok y un montón de personas que they have no spine to say it themselves are just going to like share and be like, oh my God, yes, preach, whatever. At the end of the day, like I think that there's enough forces working against women in society, enough things going against us that if we can't like turn to our sisters in a time of need, like what else do we have? At the end of the day, somos una comunidad. Our experiences like are very different and very same at the same time as women, especially nowadays. So that's it. I mean, seek solidarity and be a good person. That's literally it. The way that I live my life, no te afecta a ti. Nunca te va a afectar. Trust me. I'm very kept to myself. So if you have a problem with it, you can leave a comment and boost it in the algorithm for sure. But I don't really care.
I feel like it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
But I get more from it than you do. So Good thing. Okay, so I love talking about that. And I like your standpoint and your way of defining yourself in feminism. Because I feel like I'm the same way. I'm not going to go ahead and say I'm not a feminist. I'm definitely a feminist in my own way.
Yes.
So I hear you on your content always say, go find rich husband.
Sí.
Do you stand by this? Esta manera de pensar es algo que tú... Déjame hacerte la pregunta bien. Esta manera de pensar es como que yo quiero que mi esposo me mantenga. Is that what you believe in?
Yeah, 100%. Mira, te voy a ser sincera. I'm killing it. I'm doing really good for myself financially. I really don't need someone to go ahead and take care of me. Pero parte de what I find attractive is being able to see like this like manly man that's like, no, babe, don't pay the bill. I got you. And I'm like, oh, just a girl.
¿A qué mujer no hablen claro? Dios mío, hay mujeres que le gusta pretender que no, no, babe. Deja que tú aprendas a recibir. Y ahí tú vas a ver cuál es el gozo real de estar con un hombre, o sea.
I've just accepted that I think that it's not what I bring to the table. I think that I'm the fucking table. You know what I mean? I'm going to be dealing with your bullshit. I'm going to be doing all of this stuff. I'm going to be loyal. And I'm going to always adapt to your lifestyle. As you are the more masculine person, I will adapt to you and mm-hmm. be a compliment to you and not be a supplement. So at that point, I'm just like, why can't I exude more from my partner when I personally believe that I am deserving of being treated a certain way? If you disagree and be like, esta no vale nada, a mí no me importa. Because from in the inside, honestamente, yo pienso que yo sí valgo un carajo. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I want to have a guy that takes care of me. And también he notado cuando yo intenté salir con tipos de mi edad o que no tienen dirección ni propósito en su vida, que yo les intimido mucho. Porque I already know what I'm doing. I got my shit, I got my bread. What? Yo no necesito un hijo. Like, I don't need to take care of you. I don't need to, like, make myself less. Because I'm always going to try to adapt to your lifestyle. If you ain't doing shit, if you ain't making money, if you're not, like, going out there and putting yourself out there, that's not the type of person that I also want to associate with. Because you're going to bring me down. So, yo siempre exijo que un hombre tiene motivación, propósito, es exitoso en su propia manera. I'm not saying that he needs to be like a billionaire. That would be nice though, right? I'm just saying like, if I am supposed to be a team with you because that's what a relationship should be, I'm always going to pick the best possible partner. And it also comes from a biological standpoint. Mm-hmm. Women are always going to pick the strongest males. It doesn't have to be physically the strongest, but just like, oh my God, if I wanted to have kids with you next year, I can, and you'll take care of me and we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
I definitely think your way of thinking is just so, I wouldn't say even unique. I honestly think like people are thinking the way you do. You just, you say
it. I say it. I mean, porque no importa. Like,
claro.
Oh my God, people are going to think that I'm a gold digger. Rich men don't call women gold diggers. They call them smart. The only people that call you a gold digger are the broke ones that have plenty of time to leave a hate comment on your Instagram because they ain't at work. That's just what it is at the end of the day. Tú no puedes vivir tu vida para los demás. You got to do what's good for you. And what's good for me is a yacht in St. Barts.
Me encanta. Sabrás que ahorita lo que dijiste fue que tú te conoces. Okay. Y que no hace falta la aprobación de absolutamente nadie. Al final del día, a mí no me importa tu comentario negativo sobre mí, porque es que yo soy, yo
I'm
sé quién yo soy.
My own best friend.
Yo sé exactamente quién yo soy eso, y para mí, a mí me encanta recalcar eso, que al final del día, siempre y cuando, para mí es bien importante decir que no te mientas, nunca te mientas a ti mismo, porque es que te estás quitando crédito. No te mientas, si esa es la manera que tú eres así, que se joda absolutamente todo el mundo, y eventualmente vas a encontrar una pareja para ti también. Si eres esta persona que exige mucho, vas a encontrar a tu pareja. Ahorita dijiste también como lo de...
And before people open their mouth, I did find my rich husband. Por eso estoy en Puerto Rico.
Ajá, no vengan a decir que nunca va a conseguir a nadie porque ya lo consiguió, imagínate. Pues mira para allá. No, me encanta y me encanta tu actitud. So, ¿tú quieres como que le dirías a las demás mujeres que sí, que se vaya a encontrar un marido rico?
It's not just that. I mean, I always say you should always feel expensive. But it's not just of being able to afford you financially, because not everyone will have the luxury of being able to marry rich. And I think it's very realistic to be able to understand that that's going to be a reality for many people. But find someone that can afford you intellectually, spiritually, that values you, that thinks of you as their most prized asset to ever walk into their life. At the end of the day, just make sure that you have someone that thinks of you the way that you would like to think of yourself. Because that's it. Like, I'm not, no te voy a decir que tú solamente tienes que salir con hombres ricos, porque hay muchas mujeres que no le interesan eso y quieren una pareja who they're going to grow up with. Mm-hmm. They're going to grow with, you're going to figure it out together, un equipo. Pero te voy a decir que yo personalmente en mi vida I need a certain standard of living, because I can already provide myself a very nice standard of living, and I do want to maintain some type of traditional relationship where my man is my provider and also my best friend, and in return I'm going to give him a loyal partner that will do what he needs in order to bring us up together. And yeah, so I know what I bring, so I'm looking for someone that brings the compliment to that, and I found that. But you can too. You just can't settle. You cannot settle. Oh my God. Shoot for the moon. Because if you miss, you'll still land amongst the stars. You need to find someone que te valora. If a guy plays games with you, he's got two girls on the side, whatever, he already doesn't think of you as like expensive. Why? Because people value things that they find expensive. If it's cheap or a dime a dozen, no importa. And that's pretty much it. Just be expensive, babe, in your own way.
Sí, a la hora de la verdad, mira, tú depende de tus valores, lo que tú valoras. A la hora de la verdad que tú vayas a escoger a tu pareja, es tú lo que te complementa. Son tus valores y me gusta mucho saber que esas son las cosas que tú valoras, las cosas un poquito más tradicionales y esos roles. Porque es igual que yo también valoro esas cosas, o sea, y no sé, te lo prometo que no se frecuenta. Yo creo que tú lo puedes reconocer también, que no todas las mujeres exigen eso.
No. I think... Algunas sienten que es como una competencia, and they don't think that they're ranked high enough in this competition. It's the only competition you have really is yourself.
That's right.
Because it's the way that you present, and whatever you bring out to the universe, it will be reciprocated one way or the other. There's going to be many people in your life that they're going to call you una loca, delusional, whatever. That's just the outside. That's just the outside trying to bring you down, because ultimately you can only be you're the only voice that you should listen to. You, your God, your family. But if your family is judgmental, stick to you. At the end of the day, you're just your greatest competition, babe. The only reason why you haven't reached your full potential is not because of your life circumstances and this and that. It's you. I've seen people do things from nothing. You can do that too. And if you don't believe it, that's why you're not doing shit. Because you have to be like, no, Joe, that's me. Like, that's me. This is what I deserve. And if I don't get it, I'm not going to settle. Because don't settle. Y muchas mujeres también me dan un argumento. Que es, no, yo prefiero estar con un hombre pobre que me trata bien que un rico que no me trata bien. Y yo, nadie te dijo que...
El rico te tiene que tratar mal.
Sí. Like, you can ask for that.
Yeah.
And if you don't get it, you can leave.
Exigir un hombre que haga dinero y que me trate bien.
Exacto.
Se puede exigir absolutamente lo que tú quieras.
No es un compromiso.
Es correcto. You have to design your partner. You need to think about who is going to be your partner.
It's not a compromise. It is the bare minimum. That is it. You set your own bare minimum. That's it. If there's one thing that you guys can take away from this, is if you don't treat yourself like $1,000,000, you ain't going to find someone with $1,000,000. And that's it.
Ay, eso me encanta, mía, de verdad. Mira, ahorita estábamos hablando de invertir en uno mismo y quiero hablar de, okay, o sea, yo no sé si esto es real, pero tú gastaste $30,000 en plastic surgery.
Creo que más.
Más de $30,000 en cirugía plástica.
Sí, ajá. Yeah, 100%. Yo empecé con 17 años. I was saving money for years que yo me quería operar la nariz. Y la nariz, y la nariz, la nariz. All of the surgeries that I've gotten are very, very natural. I just look like myself with like a face app filter
Got
on.
Got it.
That's it. Me hice la nariz con 17 años. Pagué como en ese tiempo $5,000. Sino un poquito más.
Okay.
I did that. Y después yo empecé con los lip fillers. Eso era horrible. Yo empecé, no, hasta más joven con los lip fillers. Con un fake ID con 16 años.
Encontré con 16
una,
años.
Sí, una, I was crazy. I was like, not just like Kylie Jenner.
Growing up in Miami,
But no one else was doing that. That was always me. Yo siempre era Dios la loca mío. Del maquillaje y del lip filler y todo eso. Y yo sí lo llevé a un extremo. That's not something that I'm like super proud of. But it was a phase that I was able to grow out of really young.
Wow.
And then be happy with like a more natural result. Yo me he hecho Botox, thread lifts. ¿Qué más? Me hice los senos. I love that I did them. I love having
How
boobs.
How old were you when you did that?
20. Yo tenía 20 años cuando me hice los senos. Y ya, o sea, normal. Ah, yo me hice los dientes con 19 años, pero era una colaboración con una clínica en Turquía.
Oh, wow.
Así que les hice un video, ese video agarró como 10 millones de vistas o algo así. So, ellos estaban bien satisfechos y yo también con mi sonrisa.
Pues súper, ok. Que, o sea, ¿pudieras compartir qué más te has hecho o eso es todo?
That's really it. Y no me voy a tocar más. Todo es mantenimiento. Like Botox, lip filler, estoy satisfecha. Todo el mundo te va a decir que te tienes que hacerte los labios una vez al año. Eso es una mentira. Because you retain a certain percentage of your lip filler and scar tissue underneath the skin.
Oh, wow.
Y lip filler dysmorphia es una cosa, bueno, el body dysmorphia en general es una cosa bien real y uno tiene que tener mucho, mucho, mucho cuidado. You have to find good, conservative, professional plastic surgeons that are going to keep you on the ground. If you want to have bigger boobs and it's not going to fit your body, you need to have a professional that's going to be honest and be like, hey, this is not what you need in order to be natural, in order to look like you, just whatever insecurities you wanted to fix. Now, van a haber muchas personas que me van a decir, ¿cómo tú puedes decir que tú eres una mujer con self-confidence through the roof y tú te has hecho todo esto? Entiendo tu punto. Pero desafortunadamente yo me sentí como una estrella de Hollywood desde los 15 años, pero I just felt like I didn't necessarily look like it. Con lo que yo trabajo en social media, media in general, communications, it's kind of fucked up to say, but you need to have a certain look in order to make it places.
Es correcto. And la gente no le gusta medirlo, pero es la verdad.
It's true. Like, it's really true. And for me, everything was like an investment. I knew that once I portrayed myself to look the certain way that I really wanted, then there's going to be literally nothing stopping me. You know, I don't have any problems with my appearance. I love the way that I look. If you think I have body dysmorphia, okay, I know exactly what I look like, and bitch, I look good. And that's pretty much it. I just fine-tuned myself to be the way that I wanted to. I feel like a Miss Universe contestant every single day I get out of bed. And the rest is just dedication. Yo voy al gimnasio. Like, I do my makeup, I do my hair, I try to look good all the time, have my nails done. And it's just something that makes me feel good. And with that, there's power.
Muy bien, eso me gusta. Would you tell other women to do plastic surgery?
If it's something that bothers you, like, I'm not going to say, like, oh, just go get plastic surgery, it'll make you feel great. There's certain things that you need to understand. Why is it that you feel bad about your body? Is it because tenías una pareja que te decía que tú eras fea, gorda, o lo que sea? Then that's not necessarily a you problem, that's a them problem. Do you feel insecure because you had childhood trauma where people would make fun of certain areas of your body and you just didn't feel complete or whatever? That's a problem that you need to work out in therapy first. Yo concluí que mis problemas no eran nada que ver con todo eso. Era que yo, I just wanted to look a certain way, and that was it. And I knew exactly what I wanted to look like. I wanted to be, I still wanted to look natural, but I wanted to look kind of like a Barbie in my own way. Just like me, a version of a Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if it's something that bothers you, si tú siempre te tiras fotos de un ángulo porque no te gusta tu nariz, cámbialo. It's like not crazy. Go find a good surgeon, invest in yourself, don't cheap out, and just go with the first person because they meet your price range. It's forever. So make sure that when you get work done, it's going to be with someone that's really good and someone that's worth it. But if it's something that genuinely impacts your day-to-day life, you're very insecure about wearing a bikini because you don't have boobs, just go get your boobs done. Like, just go do it. At the end of the day, like, if that's something that constantly stops you from being authentically you, for being out there, for taking pictures of yourself, for going out with your girls and wearing a certain dress or whatever, just do it. There's not really much to it other than that. Everything that you do, make sure that you do it for yourself and for no one else.
Eso me encanta. Qué bonito.
Thank you.
¿No tienes algo que, any regrets on plastic surgery?
The only possible regret, y no voy a decir que es un regret, because I really do like it, are my teeth, but not because I don't like the way that they look. I've had no problems with my teeth so far. I've had them since I was 19. I love my smile, my teeth. The design is amazing. Pero en esa época yo no sabía de composite bonding. Composite bonding, en vez de veneers, veneers aren't shark teeth. No te dejan los dientes así chiquititos y te ponen, esos son crowns. Eso es una cosa completamente diferente. Yo tengo veneers. Lo que te hacen es te quitan como una capita de enfrente para meter el veneer debajo del gum y no sale así como horse teeth. Lo que también existe, y yo en esa época no sabía, era composite bonding. Si tú estás satisfecha con tus dientes más o menos, like they're straight enough, you know, you just don't like the color, maybe they're not long enough, maybe you don't like the bottoms. Eso es lo que a mí no me gustaba. No me gustaba que tenía los dientes más chiquititos y siempre quería sonreír grande y que, like, my teeth are something that you really see. Mm-hmm. If I would have known that, I would have gone for composite bonding, que tiene minimal prep. You still have your full natural tooth structure underneath. It's not reversible. None of this is. But it is less invasive than veneers. But, como yo tengo veneers, it's going to be a commitment for the rest of my life. Every 10 years, they say to replace it. I've talked to other dentists who say, like, as long as you take really good care of them, you can just replace them as needed. I will never have my natural teeth back. It's not something I want anyway. And it's going to be a commitment. You have to go to the dentist every 3 months to make sure that everything is okay. Because if one thing goes wrong, it could get really worse and you won't even notice it because your teeth just look healthy and perfect all the time.
Wow.
So it is a really big commitment. You need to understand the commitment of everything that you do. For example, breast augmentation, they also say that you're supposed to replace it every 10 to 15 years. If your financial situation is fucked up, don't do it, babe. That what it's just like, this is like a really big investment and it is for the rest of your life. So if you don't think that you're going to be like stable financially, if you're not stable financially now, don't be taking your deposit on your house, on your future. Don't be taking money out of your kids' education funds to get that shit done. Because at the end of the day, it's all relative. It's relative. If you're at a place in your life where you can afford it comfortably, I have this policy. If you can't buy it three times, don't buy it once. So that's it. Just make sure that you financially are going to be okay with the responsibility. You know what the risks and complications are. I know that I talk about plastic surgery, but don't get all of your advice from influencers. Go to actual real professionals that tend to go for more conservative looks, because the most beautiful thing about you is being you. So if there's certain things that you don't like, make sure that you always look like yourself. You just look like the version of yourself you kind of see in your dreams.
I love that. Es bien bonito. Siento que no... I always hear shame. I never really hear somebody actually be like, yeah, just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
And do it in a healthy way.
Do it in a healthy way. I mean, everything with moderation is great. People will freak out when I say, no, I think I've spent like over $30,000 on plastic surgery or whatever. People probably freak out and think that there's something wrong with me. But I think one of the most beautiful things is like people won't know when they look at me. They won't know that I have my nose done or that I've gotten... Yeah. fillers or whatever, or maybe they'll see my boobs because they are really too perfect, let me just tell you that. But there's beauty in just like being confident and being comfortable in your own skin. And we didn't get to choose how we look like when we got put on this earth. We can pick everything else, our outfit, our makeup, our hair color, our haircut, our nails, the way that we talk, the way that we walk, we can choose all of that, but we didn't get the opportunity to choose our genetics. So I don't really think that there's a shame in changing things as long as you're always true to yourself.
Muy bien. I love that.
Thank you.
Háganse completa si quieren. Voy a ustedes, que se jodan. No, al final del día, it really doesn't matter. De genuinamente lo que siempre va a importar eres tú. Y yo siento que eso es un mensaje que yo fomento mucho en este podcast. Lo que importa al final del día eres tú. Hacerte sentir bien contigo misma, invierte en ti. Es lo más poderoso que tú tienes, invertir en ti. Y lo mucho que se toma, o sea, tú te das cuenta que tú vas a estar contigo por el resto de tu vida. Desde que comenzó hasta que terminó, invierte en ti. Es lo más. A mí siempre me preguntan como que, Nikki, ¿en qué yo debería invertir? Como que me vas a dar más profit en ti. Al final del día, invierte en ti y en propiedades, ¿ok?
Period.
Ahí sí creo que también te va a dejar una buena inversión. Mira, ahorita hablamos un poquito de que has vivido muchas vidas.
Sí.
¿Por qué sientes eso? O like you've grown up too fast.
Me gradué de high school con 16 años.
¿Por qué te graduaste tan joven?
Yo ya terminé todo.
You like, you did you, is it like a fasting you did or?
No, I just, un día me puse a contar y con todas las clases de AP y dual enrollment que yo ya tomé, ya me podía graduar con 16, así que me gradué, ya empecé la universidad, me dieron una beca full. Cuando yo me gradué de high school, yo ya tenía 2 años de universidad ya hecha. Wow. So I was 16, I was a junior in
Were
college.
Were you just a smart girl? Is that a thing?
Yeah, but I just wanted my freedom, mostly. Okay. Porque yo soy muy dejada en ciertas cosas, y yo nunca estudié, pero yo sabía que si yo quería salir de la casa de mis padres para poder vivir un poquito, mm-hmm. porque ellos eran muy estrictos conmigo, que yo tenía que estudiar y así conseguir my freedom a little bit. I love my parents. They were right for almost everything, but... that's something que uno tiene que aprender sola. Certain things you have to learn by yourself by making mistakes. So, como yo empecé tan joven, I made a lot of mistakes really young. And now that I'm literally 22, I think I tell people that I've lived multiple lives because of all the different people that I've met, all the different places I've traveled, all of the crazy relationships I've been in before, so I know what not to look for. My career, mi carrera, ya con 19 años yo era exitosa. Pero yo estaba gastando toda la plata en estupideces porque yo tenía 19 años. O sea, yo, si yo quería la cartera de Balenciaga o de una marca de Gucci, creo que en esa época me gustaba mucho... Bueno, todavía me gusta Dior. Si yo quería comprar algo de Dior, me lo compraba. Yo no, I didn't have any consequences. Con esa edad, no. Pero ahora, como yo gasté todo and I made everything back, ya yo sé... Okay, it's stupid to spend so much money on the purses and the shoes and the dresses. It's really fun, but at the end of the day, it's way more fun to have a nest egg, to have money saved up, you know, other investments that aren't shoes or a bag, you know. So I just made mistakes young, and dicen que el diablo, what is this quote? Dicen que el diablo sabe del mundo, no porque es diablo, pero por viejo. And wow. I was like, okay, well, it's not just being old. I think it's just the experiences and putting yourself out there. And I've been always trying to live a fast life. I was dying to grow up, like, as a kid. And now that I'm 22, I'm like, I don't want to grow up anymore. I want to stay young like this forever. Because
it's
gonna.
You're still young, though.
I know, but I feel sometimes like people are like, how old are you? And I say 22, but in my mind, it registers as like 40. And I'm like, I don't know, bro. Where are the kids? I don't know.
I get that. Honestamente, me veo mucho en ti. Y siento que ha sido una entrevista bien bonita porque honestamente siento que he conectado contigo en muchas maneras.
I think this is fun. We've had fun.
Yeah, no. And is there anything that you would tell somebody that is growing up a little too fast? I know que todavía te falta.
Todavía me falta. Pero the advice that I give to people that are growing up too fast, I won't ever tell you to stop because we always have to grow at our own pace. I won't tell you to stop, but I will tell you, once you're 18 and you want to date those older guys, be careful because they can run laps around you. They can make you feel stupid. They can gaslight you. You won't even know because at the end of the day, you may feel like you know everything, but we don't. If you have a healthy relationship with your parents, listen to them because they know a lot. They've been exposed to a lot. They're your elders for a reason. I didn't always want to listen to my parents, but looking back on a lot of things, I was like, yeah, you were right. I do understand that we want to feel like we need to make our own mistakes in order to learn from them. I will never take that away from you because your mistakes are one of your greatest assets. It is not failure. And for me, I wanted to feel a lot of that failure while young because I wanted to feel like I had all the time in the world to make it up. But then everything gets put into perspective. And at the end of the day, it's just take care of yourself, your mental health, and always have a goal, always have a passion. No te desvíes. Cuando conoces a un hombre, don't stop what you're doing because you want to whatever, whatever. You can only start thinking that way once they start showing some real signs of commitment. Don't go crazy, girl. You gotta keep doing what you gotta do, because al final del día, you should be your best friend. You should always count on yourself, and no one else. When the time comes and you find tu pareja, that's when you guys become one. But for the time being, it's just you.
Mía, eres brillante. Con 22 años, eres brillante.
Thank
Te
you.
Doy las gracias por compartir toda esta sabiduría aquí en el podcast y para mis oyentes, de verdad. Espero que PR te siga tratando súper bien y que puedas crear contenido aquí, ¿me entiendes?
Sí, PR, está bien, cabrón.
Viste, chicos, es una experiencia universal, Puerto Rico. Y mira, es el segundo season, mi amor, y yo estoy glamía completa gracias a Yanni, mi amor, de Cocktails and Glam. Consíguela en todas sus plataformas en todas tus plataformas favoritas como Cocktails Glam, ¿ok? Mira, Mía, de verdad, gracias por estar aquí y gracias a todos mis oyentes. Mía, ¿cómo te podemos conseguir a ti en tus plataformas?
You can find me on TikTok at Mía Dio. You can find me anywhere as Mía Dio. Just Google me.
Sabes, mis amores. Mira, para mí es un placer poder decir que es mi segundo season. De verdad que a veces digo que no lo creo, pero sabes que con lo mucho que yo me jodo, yo lo creo, ¿ok? Así que de verdad que estoy tan orgullosa de mí y de ustedes porque ustedes me han visto subir y bajar, mi amor. Así que nada, estoy sumamente agradecida que estás aquí. Te recuerdo que me sigas en todas tus plataformas favoritas, mi amor. Lo que es Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Me consigues como Sin Nicky Pod. Suscríbete al canal. Déjame saber qué quieres ver en el próximo episodio. Y mira, te cacho a ti en la próxima. ¡Ah! Segundo season.
Go find Rich Husband.